Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And it's also the New Year's Eve edition of the show.
That's right. We are
here live for you to take control of the airwaves. And that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Maybe you're brand new to Free Talk Live. Maybe you've never heard of this show before. And, well, you're in for something a little bit different as we roll into 2012.
Yeah, one thing that's different is we're live, and we're the normal hosts of the show.
Yeah, it's true. No fill-ins on the program here tonight. In fact, we do this show live 7 nights a week. For your listening convenience, you get the opportunity to call and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-855-450-3733. You know, there are certain cliche topics that that come up around these times of year, and of course, New Year's resolutions is one of them. I had a New Year's resolution last year to get up on time more often, and I don't think it really worked out very well for me.
More, better, different. Those aren't ways to change your life.
What do you mean by that?
It's just, you know, when you say, I'm going to do something more. Sorry. You know, you've got to change yourself entirely. I'm going to be a person who gets up on time. Like, I'm going to be that.
Yeah.
Not,
but
I'm going
to
do something more
often. I have to go to
often.
Sleep on time.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, New Year's resolutions, sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. But I don't think that means that they're not worth having. I think it is important to assess your life and where you're at and where you want to be and attempt to change things. But I don't think it's something you should wait a year for, necessarily. You can always have a new resolution because every single day is a new start for you. You can be a different person if you want.
Which brings us to the point that New Year's Day is just an arbitrarily set sort of date in on the calendar.
It sure is.
So,
Christmas.
Its relevance is pretty, you know, kind of, why New Year's? What is that? And why would you pick it? It's just another day as the Earth travels around the sun.
True.
Another day to demarcate. It's a complete revolution. But then again, so is Groundhog's Day.
And I understand, you know, minimizing that. But at the same time, I think it's one of the better holidays. I mean, marking the passage of time, the growth that inevitably comes along with that. I think there's some value to New Year's Eve as a celebration.
Okay. And, is it the drinking?
You know, people drink all year long.
Is it the explosives?
No, they do that on Independence Day.
Okay.
It could be the shooting in the air.
Well, speaking of which, I've got a story here just briefly of
a bad idea.
What's that?
Shooting in the air.
Yeah, this was a little boy who was sitting in church with his mom on New Year's Eve, and
God spoke to him.
Well, what's that?
And God spoke to him?
That's really tacky. His mom turned over, and he was covered in blood, and
she didn't know
what happened. And apparently, after they'd assessed the situation, they found out that some jackhole had fired a gun into the air, and the bullet had come down through the roof of the church and killed this little boy. And, I mean, if you've
and
had
where
a child...
Was this again? I'm sorry.
This was in Atlanta. If you can... the little boy's Jeez. Name is...
This was last year?
Markel Peters, it was the year before last.
That's horrifying.
And his mother's name is Natalie. And if you can imagine what it might be like, just your child dying, your 3-year-old, 4-year-old, I can't really tell what he is here, just lying dead in your arms, covered in blood because some
I can't imagine
moron
what that would be like.
Decided to shoot in the air.
I know how bad it was when my dog died. I mean, let alone your child dying in unexpected circumstances. One thing when your dog dies... And, you know, they're just
there's
older.
No warning for this. Just, you know, 1 minute, everything's fine.
One minute he's there. The next minute you look over and he's coated in blood. And
yeah.
Wow.
So, folks, if you're going to shoot guns on New Year's Eve, shoot them into the ground.
There you go.
Shoot them into targets. Don't shoot them into the air.
Good suggestion.
Also,
Mark.
Get off the roads. It's amateur night. It's dumb night. Don't get hit by the dumb-dumbs.
1-855-450-FREE. There are also lots of cops out there, too, so you know, beware. 855-450-3733.
And if you're going to drink, stay where you've drank.
So you're welcome to share with us, and those are good suggestions, Mark. You're welcome to share with us your advice or suggestions, New Year's Eve stories. How did you do on your New Year's resolutions last year? Do you even remember what they were? So do feel free to share those with us, you know, if you have success stories, failures, whatever, or let us know what you're planning for the next year. Mark, do you have anything, you know, in your New Year's resolutions?
I don't do New Year's resolutions. Sorry.
When did you ever?
I've done them in the past. I did recently buy a treadmill, and I've been doing my work while walking on the treadmill. So I've got a desk over the treadmill, and I'm doing that. So I'm hoping to lose some weight, but it has really nothing to do with New Year's.
Great. Well, I mean, that's an important thing to do, to focus on your body, your personal health.
I'm kind of grumpy. Being a Quaker,
You're not supposed to be grumpy as a Quaker.
The Quakers decide that they don't celebrate days, and I have decided that that's a good thing.
I don't see any point
in saying, oh, wow.
So you will not celebrate Jack, your son's birthday.
Look, if he wants cake, he can have cake as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to celebrate
it. But no presents?
He got presents on Christmas.
So you are celebrating that.
I participate other people's holidays.
Now, I would say that, well, hold on. Now, that's a pretty fine line. Now, what is the difference between participating and celebrating? Do you have to have alcohol to celebrate? Like, where's the line?
No, celebration is celebrating. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
I always figured participation was celebration, but I could be wrong about that. I mean, obviously the words are very different. To celebrate is much more kind of a joyous thing. You don't take joy in your son's birthday party?
I take joy in my son, but as party...
You don't take joy in the happiness that he is feeling because so much attention is being lavished upon him? And
I like to see him get gifts. It's fun to see.
You are taking joy.
Well, but I think that he needs to know what it's like to celebrate his own birthday in order to be able to understand that celebrating surviving yet one more year is probably not the pinnacle of what you should be celebrating.
So hold on. You're going to teach him to not celebrate his birthday by celebrating his birthday?
I'm not teaching him anything. I'm showing him.
You said he needs to know something.
He needs to know.
You have the intention of passing on some sort of knowledge to him.
Right. The knowledge is what it's like to have a birthday party.
Yes, and you're saying that he should reject this love.
Maybe he'll come to the same conclusion I have. I really don't care what he does.
But
he could be the biggest celebrator of his birthday ever. He could come and celebrate your birthday, whom I know you do not celebrate yours either.
No, I don't.
He could celebrate every birthday. He could give out peep cards all over the place. But maybe he'll come to the same conclusion I have that drawing breath for one more year on this planet is not the very best thing I've done.
So if you... No, there's no doubt. I think that's a fine conclusion to draw, but I don't know if you're directing him in the right direction.
I'm not directing him.
I see. Suggesting.
I'm not suggesting.
So you personally,
I suggest he poops in the potty.
Yeah.
I suggest.
How's that going, by the way?
He conducts him well. Well, he's 3 and a half. He's learning. What do you want?
I heard you having trouble with that.
Well, what?
Him and the cat.
Is this the best we're doing here?
Yes, this is. It's New Year's Eve. We can talk about anything we want. It's Free Talk Live, and I'm very interested in your, what I think is an apparent contradiction in that you say that you don't celebrate these things. But you do. Here's
I participate
I
in
don't
the celebration.
Right. So,
like other people celebrate, and I'll participate if they wish
what if
to celebrate.
It's for you?
I'm not going to walk out.
What if it's for you? So, for instance, I don't generally celebrate my birthday. I'm not going to go plan my own birthday party. I'm not really interested in birthday parties. That's something that I grew out of when I was younger, and I'm not interested in it. But if my friends, who they did one year, they wanted to have like a dual birthday party thing where a friend of mine, Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com, and I have birthdays in a similarly positioned portion of the year, and so they threw kind of like a multi-birthday party in between our two birthdays. And, I attended that because I appreciate my friends and am glad that, that they did that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, if everybody's going to get together to see me, I will do that. But I will tell them in the process that I don't think that the very best thing I've done this year is to turn one year older. If you'd like to celebrate things, I'll tell you the things that I'm excited about, and we can celebrate them. However, turning 40, which is what I did recently, not
congratulations.
Yeah, big deal. it even has a zero behind it, so it's supposed to be extra important.
Special.
Yeah. Not that big of a deal.
So you can bring up absolutely anything you want. And coming up, there are some issues to be discussed. For instance, apparently some folks have been arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina, for burning the U.S. flag. Now, this is a pretty offensive kind of display of free speech. And some people think that it should not be allowed. We'll give you the details on that. Maybe you're one of those people. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also coming up, proposed a fine for not singing the national anthem correctly. Mark's got that story. We'll allow you to take control of these airwaves as well. Share with us your New Year's resolutions or bring up anything you want. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program, the New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live, the very last Free Talk Live for 2011. We're going to not quite carry you over into 2012 unless you are living in the Atlantic Ocean in some other time zone or are in Europe. You're probably already there.
Yeah.
So happy 2012, everybody over internationally, and to the rest of us, we're getting there. Of course,
all I can think of is Bermuda.
You're certainly welcome to take control of these airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's New Year's resolutions you want to share with the universe, or you just want to comment on what we're going to be talking about, which is burning the American flag. and whether or not that should be something that results in a caging, which it did recently for some Occupy protesters. We'll give you the details on that in a moment. But first, Michael is on the line listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael.
Hey, Happy New Year's. Mark, the Grumpy Quaker, and Ian.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to share a real quick resolution. You know, I resolved to do what I can to oppose the U.S. empire in the coming year. And
great. What does that mean? What can you do?
Well, I can spread the truth about what all the awful things that they're doing. I can promote the idea of secession from the empire.
Excellent.
These are powerful things.
How about declaring your own personal secession? How about withdrawing from, say, participation with paying the federal income tax?
Well, I've not participated in doing that for many years now. So
excellent, excellent. How many years have you gone up to?
About almost 10 years.
Wow, congratulations. Now, have they come after you?
They did once, yeah. They did in the early going. And after I was forced to pay a fine, but it was less than the amount that they said I owed them. So I opted to do that instead of going to jail or anything like that.
So they came after you early on. I thought normally they wait for several years so they can rack up multiple charges. How soon after you quit paying did they come? Like a year or two?
About 3 years.
Huh. Interesting. And then they let you alone after that?
Yeah, they haven't bothered me since.
Is this one of those situations where you choose to earn so little that they don't care about you, or are you continuing to go about your business like you always have?
Well, without saying too much about my personal situation, because I don't, you know, I don't want to give them any ammo to use against me.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I guess you could say that I haven't been earning a lot. But up until the last 2 years. You know, definitely they would have wanted their cut.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad you shared that with me. And I think that personal, you know, resolutions to be more free and to spread the word about freedom, those are good resolutions to have for the future. How about joining up with other liberty-minded folks like the Free State Project or moving for the Shire Society?
Well, you know, liberty is very important to me, but culture and my family and friends are also very important to me.
Mm, sure.
I'm going to do what I can from here in South Carolina.
I heard you, man. Well, good luck down there. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all. Hope you all have a Happy New Year.
Great. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, you don't have to be in New Hampshire, the physical boundaries known as New Hampshire, to be part of the Shire. You're here in 2012. You're probably going to hear more about the Shire Society. It's something that launched in 2010, where it's essentially a personal declaration of sovereignty. It's basically a short document that was borrowed liberally from a gentleman who's a sci-fi author known as L. Neil Smith. He wrote something back in the 80s that is very similar to the Shire Society's declaration. It's a very personally kind of empowering document by suggesting that you are no longer interested in supporting the state's coercive society and that you'd like to have your own peaceful society full of consensually interacting human beings. That's the gist of it, but it's you know, it's very peace-oriented, and I think you might like it. You can go to shiresociety.com to read it and to sign it electronically. You can even print out a 8.5x11 version of it and sign it in physical form if you would like to, and many Shire Society members are moving to New Hampshire. Some of them as part of the Free State Project, but others not. And they're coming here to get more active for freedom because it seems to make a real big difference when you get liberty-minded people together in the same place to be more free and to get active. And that's what we're doing. That's why we moved here as part of the Free State Project several years ago, Mark. We decided that it would be a good idea to get together with other people who love the ideas of liberty, and that's what we did. And it's been working out very well thus far. In fact, speaking of South Carolina, there's a young gentleman who's visiting here in Keene up from South Carolina this weekend. And, you know, he was asking questions about our experience and, you know, how long we've been here and what it's been like. And it just keeps getting better. It was great when we first moved here. There was already more activism happening here than there was down in Florida. And now there's far more activism happening here than there was 5 years ago. There's way more people here than ever before across New Hampshire. Manchester's really on the map now with a whole lot of movers and a lot of activity going on. Of course, Keene has always been a pretty heavy activity place.
So, there's a lot of activity. I what I moved for was the hope that somehow the activists would be able to forestall the growth of government, as taxes especially. So far, we haven't achieved too, I guess, a little bit. I mean, there's been some reduction.
I thought they cut the budget.
Yeah, they did. They'd cut the budget on the state level.
Which 12%.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. It had slipped my mind there for a moment. I was thinking about sort of the local level, and many of the towns have very high.
Local level's still pretty bad. There's still a lot that needs to be done, which is why numbers make a difference, and this is one of the things we were discussing today when we were out looking at buying old police cars, which is a whole other project. We were talking.
That can't get you in any trouble.
No, how could it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's only if you're if you are pretending to be a police officer that you can get in trouble.
I see.
So we're talking about how numbers are really important and how it makes a big difference. When you outnumber the government's aggressors, there's very little that they can do. Very little that they can do. And, you know, if they aren't willing to muster up all of their forces, as they have been for the Occupy protests, for instance, then they really usually have to stand down in a lot of cases. So having a few more thousand people move across New Hampshire would be huge. Because right now we're not even quite to 1,000 for the Free State Project. So adding twice as many, three times as many, would be a huge effect for the ideas of liberty and how well they're able to spread into the community here. In fact, if you want to learn more about the Free State Project, you are invited to the Liberty Forum. It's coming up February 23rd through the 26th, and it is a great time. It's a hotel kind of convention-style event. Free Talk Live, we will be there broadcasting live from the entire event throughout the weekend. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 23rd through the 26th. Go get signed up at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's where you can learn more about the event, some of the great speakers that will be there, like Peter Schiff, Prax Girl, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, Carlos Miller. From the
Photography is Not a Crime blog.
Photography is Not a Crime, and many more. And many of them are listed over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And you can use our discount code to save 10% with your sign up, which is FTL2012. That's FTL2012 to save 10% at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Don listening in South Carolina to WRNN out there on the seacoast.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Don. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I'll say that South Carolina was one of the first to secede from the Union to support states' rights. For whatever reasons, I wasn't around at the time. But I have a big question now, is how Congress getting away with insider trading where anyone else would be arrested for this?
They passed the laws.
You'll have to tell me more in a moment here, Don. We'll bring it back. We're with Don in South Carolina, 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up what you want, 855-450-3733, New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can create the content of freetalklive.com. You just submit show prep via the submit show prep button, and then you click, put whatever link in there that you want to whatever you think's interesting online, and then other listeners will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggested show prep. And you get to vote on things as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. You can do it for your business if you have a business. If you do have a business, likely you didn't get into the business you got into in order to handle, accounts receivable and billing and collections and all those things. SACL CAI can do it. They can do it in a manner that is extraordinarily professional. They actually record every call that they make to, clients, and you can check back and check their work. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
So, speaking of SACL CAI, you mentioned Amateur Night, Mark. There's an update from Jason Osborne online. He says, "Holy Amateur Night, Batman, not even 5 p.m., and I've got people coming at me against traffic on a divided highway."
Oh, my.
Wow. Be careful out
folks,
there.
Folks, please be careful out there.
Better to stay home.
Or go to a friend's house and crash on the couch. Yeah. Something. Just stay off the roads tonight, because it doesn't have to be you. It can be them.
Yep, sure enough. 855-450-FREE. Don is with us listening in South Carolina to WRNN out in the Myrtle Beach area. Don, you had brought up insider trading and politicians. We ran out of time in the last segment, so I wanted to make sure you got your thoughts out. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't see how they can pass laws that are legal for them but not legal for anybody else. I just don't see how they – and the Senate, I guess, is getting their 10%. Or whatever, to let them get away with this. And another point I want to make is how the states are losing their rights.
Well, hold off on that. Hold off on the states' rights.
Yeah, let's talk about that that first issue. So ever since there's been people who have been able to wield power over other people, those people that have been able to wield the power have done so with a certain level of
impunity.
Yeah, impunity for their actions. Yeah. They're able to get away with what they do, with what they're doing. They are the watchers, and you know traditionally the watchers don't get watched.
Yeah, I mean, the police aren't going to enforce against their buddies.
I would say they're the takers.
they're that, too.
For sure. For sure. Go ahead with your other thoughts.
Well, states' rights. Now, I'm in South Carolina, if you want to wear a helmet on your motorcycle, you can. If you don't, you don't get arrested for it.
Really?
But
you could very well die.
There's a law on your motorcycle in South Carolina.
They haven't repealed the law of gravity. But
you have to wear a seatbelt in your car. Otherwise, it's a $140 fine.
Mm-hmm. That's because the federal government offered several million dollars to each of the states to pass this law at some point in the past. I think it was in the 80s that they was the early 90s. I'm not 100% sure. So the federal government, basically did that.
So it was basically lobbied by the insurance companies?
Couldn't say.
Well, I don't know if it was lobbied by the insurance companies, because if you actually end up looking at it, New Hampshire is the one place where adults don't have to wear seat belts by law.
In the United States.
In the U.S. And if you actually look at the statistics, it's like a dead heat between New Hampshire and Massachusetts as far as how many people use seat belts.
Right. Seatbelt compliance is higher in New Hampshire than it is in Massachusetts.
I think it was within a percentage, so it's statistically the same. But the point was that in Massachusetts, they forced people by the threat of violence to wear seatbelts, and they only had like 63% compliance. And New Hampshire doesn't force anybody to wear seatbelts, and they had about 63% compliance. That's the last time I heard the numbers, which was a few years ago.
I think the New Hampshire's went up recently, so
really?
Those numbers again.
Well, because most people will do things on their own common sense, but some people will become uncompliant because they're forced to do it. And
yeah, that's true.
And it's a catch-22 for a lot of people, in my eyes. And I think, like, Texas at one time was its own country, and South Carolina tried to start. Its own country, and that's one of the reasons why I'm proud to live here, native from Minnesota.
Well, I hope you guys can do it again. I you know, whether it's New Hampshire that goes first, or Vermont, who has a fairly robust secession movement, or South Carolina, or Hawaii.
Alaska, Hawaii, all of these places have pretty robust secession movements. It's
whoever goes first. I hope someone goes, and I hope they go soon. Because
let us take care of ourselves and get the Fed out of our hair.
Yeah, those folks in Washington, D.C. just are out of touch with what's going on in the rest of America.
Oh, how could they be in touch? I mean, they're completely isolated, and it's like their own little political world there, and it's all about lobbyists and, you know, getting campaign contributions and glad handing, I believe they call it, log rolling. And it's never going to be about you.
Right.
Never.
And when you're looking at the federal employees, of which there are, you know, a legion there in the D.C. area,
oh, yeah.
Those people don't have to worry about losing their jobs the same way that the average American is, you know, dealing with the economy. Here, when the government decides that rich bankers need to be bailed out by the middle class, nobody in D.C. is going to lose their job over that.
Yeah, so secession, I fully support. That's a worthy
goal. But when
goal.
Verizon says they're going to put a $2 fee on you paying your bill online, America rises up and says no. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the deal with that is. But
that's what happened.
You certainly don't need legislation to stop it. I've heard that there's been legislation proposed to, to go after for the Verizon's being investigated by the federal government over this.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, it is nonsense. But I've never heard of anybody charging extra for online services. Usually that reduces businesses' costs.
It's
so.
Dumb, I'll yeah. admit. It's a convenience thing rather than paying, if you want to pay directly on their website, they were going to charge a $2 fee, but they backed down.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Well, you see, that's what's interesting.
A few people respond and they react. However, when all these people responded about the TARP bailout, the politicians went ahead and passed it.
Right. That's the point I wanted to make, was that there was somebody who posted, I think it was Danny LaDonne from the Playing Columbine movie, which is an excellent film, by the way. He had posted on his Facebook that this was the year of
I am the consumer, hear me roar. And he kind of gave through some examples of like GoDaddy going back on their support for the SOPA, the Stop Online Privacy Act, mm-hmm. and other examples of businesses that had sort of knuckled under to consumer demand and changed their stances on a variety of things. And it's a really, you know, useful example to look at that and show folks, hey, this is how the market can respond. The market can respond instantaneously or as close to that as possible. As soon as that bad feedback comes into you as a business owner, someone operating a managing a business, you have a choice to make. You either listen to that feedback, take it to heart, and make a change if you think it's appropriate, or ignore it and go on doing, you know, things the way that you've been doing them and see what happens. And different businesses make different choices, but the thing is, they get to make a choice instantaneously, whereas the government, if you've got a complaint about the government, it's very rare that they'll do anything to change how they do their system. They'll usually pawn it off on you and say, well, if you don't like the system, you should change it. Okay, great.
If they even answer their phones.
Right. The next time I get to try to change their system is when they allow me to have a participation in their election, if they allow me to participate in their election. I've tried to get on the ballot a couple times here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've been removed from the ballot. Because they don't want someone like me on the ballot.
That's it. You know what you say is true.
Right. So every 2 to 4 years, you have the potential for being able to possibly change some of the deck chairs on this Titanic. But even then, once you get elected into these offices, as Ron Paul has found out, even if you vote no all the time, it doesn't do anything to change things unless everybody gets, you know, unless you happen to get the sea change of get all the bad politicians out and somehow put a bunch of Ron Pauls in who are actually going to adhere to their word and do as they say. I mean, you know, how fantastic is the sounding already? I mean, it's impossible.
Right.
Next to impossible.
I mean, you know, the synonym of a politician in the United States is liar. But
sure.
People continue to, you know, I mean, they think that their politician is a little better than the rest of them.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, speaking of Ron Paul, Kelly Clarkson's album shooting up the charts, the sales charts at Amazon and iTunes yesterday due to her support for Ron Paul. Last night, before I went to sleep, pretty late in the night, she was at number 2. So did she hit number 1 today? I'm not sure. She's at number 3 on Amazon right now. Maybe she did peak up to number 1 earlier, but it's incredible show of support from the Ron Paul supporters. 855-450-FREE, free talk live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live New Year's Eve edition of the program. We're here, as we always are, on Saturday nights to take your calls about anything you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's where we give you lots of features for free. And if you like the show, maybe you'd like to make a New Year's resolution of supporting Free Talk Live with $3 a month with the Free Talk Live AMP program this year. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. Also, Visa or MasterCard available through our secure site over at freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the AMP program. AMP standing for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take that $3 and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board. In fact, I'm looking at doing a little bit of different advertising in the new year that we haven't done in quite a while over at lewrockwell.com, which is one of the most well-trafficked sites. So I'm still looking at that, though. But we've got internet advertising that we do, like Google and Facebook. And so that's, you know, it's money to get other listeners tuned into Free Talk.
And that's all we use AMP for.
Exactly. So you can, again, go and become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks. You get access to the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only chat room, AMP-only forum, rather, and the AMP-only podcast and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Andrew is in Colorado listening on the road to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
One thing I'd like to see is truck drivers being able to carry concealed to get a federal permit for being able to carry in all 48 to 49 states if you count Alaska.
So you're saying right now you have to deal with the hassles of having to know what each state's requirements are and all that?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you do to protect yourself? It can be dangerous traveling through some of the places that you travel through.
Well, I carry a really big knife, and that's about all I got for now.
Man, I can't believe that they don't have a provision for truck drivers. I mean, I know there's some provision for carrying something through a state, but truck drivers have destinations in places like New York where it's practically illegal to even look at a firearm.
I don't think you can carry anything even through New York, Mark.
You can carry things through. There are, yes, you can carry things through.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure about that? I wouldn't give legal advice.
I'm not giving, well, you know, I love when lawyers come on and then give legal advice and say, we're not giving legal advice. So I'm not giving legal advice, but it's my understanding that you can travel through states. Now, some states are going to give you more trouble than others just because, well, they don't care what the law is, and it's not going to cost them to go after you.
I'd like to know more about that, Mark. I'll have to look into it, or maybe somebody that knows a little bit more. I mean, do you know about carrying laws in New York?
No, I think they're banned as far as carrying it outside. I don't think they have a...
That row. He's on the road. Bad sell. So, I see where you're coming from, but what do you think the likelihood the federal government's going to do something like that is?
Slim to none, you know. I mean, there's a lot of crazy truck drivers out here, you know, that don't need to be carrying, and there's a lot of them that are prior military, you know, that have a sound mindset, and, you know, if they did a psyche valve, kind of like what they do with a police officer or a federal agent, you know, I don't see what the problem would be.
I would think that, you know, as a truck driver, a professional driver, that you would want less federal involvement in your life as a trucker. I understand that you feel like you can get some sort of benefit from them being involved here, but I think that it's probably the wrong message to ask them for more, because the more they do, the more regulated you guys are going to become. I mean, it's the feds that are putting huge, restrictions and requirements on you guys. I mean, the state governments are bad enough, but the feds make it even worse. I mean, these guys aren't your friends.
Yeah, well, that is true, you know, but it's like California, you can only have a concealed carry permit in California, from my understanding.
Nope, we're losing him. Thanks, Andrew, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, if the reason is because some truck drivers are crazy, some of every group is crazy. And
sure.
What we want is the federal government giving psyche valves to everybody to be able to carry guns. Because I can tell you what the federal government wants. The federal government doesn't want you to have a gun. They want you to wait around when seconds count. They want the cops to be minutes away. That's what they want. Why? Because it's more convenient. They don't, you know, it's sloppy having citizens with their own weapons being able to protect themselves. What's easier is zipping you up in a body bag.
So I did look into this, Mark, with New York, just so you know. Now, this isn't legal advice either. It's just a website called NRAILA, and it's about the New York City firearms law here. Says that handguns issued elsewhere in New York State are not valid in New York City. New York City licenses are valid throughout New York State. However, a New York State license to carry or possess will be valid in New York City in the absence of a New York City license, provided the handguns are transported by the licensee in a locked container and the trip through New York City is continuous and uninterrupted. So that's only if you have a New Hampshire state license. Excuse me, a New York state license.
I disagree.
I don't know about the other states. It doesn't address that right here.
As I understand, it's a federal rule that you can travel through other states as long as you're not intending to stop. Now, some states will say, you may not stop to use the bathroom and get gasoline. Mm-hmm. Other states will say things like, well, you know, just keep it in your trunk, keep it locked up. It really just depends on, whatever reason you have to deal with law enforcement in that particular instance.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts, and we'll talk to, I believe we've got Colin in Oregon. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Hey, I've been catching up on the podcast this morning from the past couple nights, and I had a few things that I thought I might be able to shed some clarification on.
All right, go for it.
You guys had talked about Kelly Clarkson's album sales on Amazon, of course, and the fact that the CD was actually less expensive than the MP3 version.
Yeah, it was
and
weird.
And how odd that was. Well, I don't work for Amazon, and I'm not a lawyer, but I do know that there's something in America called the first sale doctrine. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
What that means is that once a company has bought a physical product from another company, they have basically unlimited rights to rent out or sell that product at whatever price they want. It's something that they don't have in a lot of other countries, like in Japan, for example. It's illegal to rent out video games, which is something they'd love to do here, you know, the companies that publish the games, but they can't because of this first sale doctrine. And that would also apply to the price. That's why we have manufacturer-suggested retail prices here rather than the manufacturer actually being able to set the price.
Gotcha. But makes some sense.
Yeah, but then the thing about an MP3 would be Amazon hasn't already bought a physical product, so I can see where the publisher would be able to say you're going to sell it at this price in that scenario.
I think publishers can still negotiate sales terms with, you know, the people they're doing business with, and maybe that's what's going on here. But it still doesn't explain why RCA Records would require a higher fee for MP3 sales.
Yeah, you think they'd figure that little trick out?
Besides just holding on with some sort of desperate, you know, death grip to the old ways of doing business.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, I know that's said to be at least the reason why, you know, Kindle book prices are sometimes higher.
It makes sense.
The publisher.
Yeah. I think your explanation is sound. I think that, you know, some company that, you know, on the retail level who is providing music, and that music can be provided basically for free because there's really no cost to an MP3 versus a CD, it just looks silly to customers. And customers that think that your business model looks silly aren't good things.
No. And then the other thing was, Mark, it's Dead Kennedys, not the Dead Kennedys.
Okay.
Get it right, Mark!
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it, man. Happy New Year to you. Hey, got any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I'm going to teach myself C++.
Excellent. That's programming language for those that don't know. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's even easier, you know, to teach yourself stuff like that now these days because of the internet. Plus, we're now seeing colleges. Some colleges are putting their curriculum online. I don't know if you heard this, Mark, but MIT has put its entire curriculum online.
I think they've done that some time ago, right?
No, it was a different school, I think, that that did it. Maybe I'm mixing something up, but there is a school that is like a big deal. I think it was MIT that just recently put their curriculum
online. It doesn't
online.
Get much bigger of a deal than MIT.
Right, and I guess it's even graded. Like, you can get graded.
What?
Apparently, it's...
Oh, that's stunning.
Yeah, right. That's what was really notable about it, because other colleges...
So to put up a syllabus or something like that is one thing, to put up...
It's not teacher-graded. It's graded by other students and a computer program, apparently.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it is interesting.
If you're doing... Could possibly MIT be giving multiple choice answers?
I don't know. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I did find a little bit more about New York and their gun restrictions. The NRAILA says you should stay out of New York and New Jersey if you have a firearm. We'll give you a little bit more detail.
I don't disagree with that statement.
On what the restrictions are here in a moment, because it's crazy. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So much for the right to bear arms. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.